Oh, how do we say the last name? Kaya.
Kayajanian.
Okay. Leah or Leah?
Leah.
Cool.
Kayajanian.
Leah Kayajanian.
Mm-hmm.
He exactly will like screw it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm just letting you know. He screws up even
up.
The easiest names.
Everybody screws it up all the time.
Kayajanian. I can do that.
You're doing it now.
Kayajanian.
You're doing it now.
I'm doing it right.
One minute.
Right?
Just don't freak out. That's all. That's my advice to you. When it's time to actually say it, just don't panic. You got this. Dude.
We have people with very hard to pronounce names. And
pretty
we,
consistently,
yeah. Yeah, so Prashanth Vekataran. What?
He's a friend of the show, a comic you may know. He's named after his mum. Vekataramanajam.
If it's too hard for you, split the name in two. It starts with a V and ends with an Vekataramanajam.
So when we had Prashant on, I was like, I'm going to fuck this up. So I'm walking around the house all day practicing, you know, Vekataramanajam, Vekataram. And finally, Shelley Siegel and I were like,
that was Shelley singing.
Yeah. Oh. Let's just write a song.
Nice.
So that was his intro.
That's awesome.
Let's do this thing. He's about to
we
point.
We have to pretend like we like
point.
Each other for the camera.
All right. When do I talk?
Now.
Oh, okay. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by Billions of Years of Evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now and I'll vote for Trump.
You will?
Try me.
What? Don't risk it, people. Do it. Just
damn
subscribe.
Straight.
Yeah, you're a very bad girl.
Well, what's that got to do with this?
Good point.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you.
Trump the chump.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California.
He panicked.
I did not. In the studio tonight, we have Kristen Rand, Leah Kayajanian. No, Kayajanian.
Yeah.
Is that it?
You got
did
it.
I nail
it? You got it.
Kayajanian.
See? You got it.
And Steve and Tally Cass. I think I got that right. They are of Monster Sunday, if you've heard
no,
of that.
No.
Monster on Sunday. Did I fuck it up?
Yes.
Yeah, Monster on Sunday.
All right.
You said Monster Sunday.
All right, let's start it over.
No!
All right,
no,
thanks.
Fine, for, no.
Okay. Anyway, you know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Actually, I didn't fuck up on the name. I lost my place on the script right there.
Uh-huh.
And I could not figure out where the hell it was.
That's the story you're telling.
Shut up. That's what happened.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, you.
Welcome. We can all get gay married now.
Yeah.
Finally.
Cool.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I presume everybody at the table is pro-gay marriage. And
anyone here?
Yeah.
Hate gays? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
Big fan of
Fuller?
Gays.
Big fan. I mean, I just feel like I want to get married now just because I can to a woman. I think that will screw
isn't
me
that
up.
What they were scared would happen.
Yeah, it's like that's the one. Bad
you like run out. You're like, ah, I gotta marry a woman.
Yeah, I feel like I can. I might as well just
well,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you might
as
well. If that's you can what, do it.
Well,
why
wait. Why didn't
it?
You marry? Did you marry? Are you married now? To
no,
a dude?
I was married to a dude.
Okay, so you did that already.
I have done
okay.
that.
Just want to make sure.
That's why I hesitate because okay. I don't think I want to get married ever again.
I would rather marry a woman than a man for sure.
It sounds like a better idea.
Well, are you gay?
I agree.
I disagree.
I sleep with everyone.
Oh! Omnisexual. So am I.
Yeah.
So, this thing is really fun to watch. It's fun to watch the religious people's heads explode. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. The arguments are absolutely retarded.
They really... I feel like the main argument that I've heard multiple times is like, pastors and congressmen, they're like, I fear that my friend will be put in jail for not making a cake for a gay wedding, and he will be jailed for that. And I feel like that's like the number one concern. Like, these people have like no taste in who's going to make their cake for their wedding.
I had somebody on Twitter yelling at me about his pastor going to jail for not marrying gay people.
Right. Like, these gay people are not going to choose bigots to like make the flower arrangements or the cakes or marry them anyway.
You know, I'm just going to walk up to somebody with a gun and be like, make my cake, make my gay cake,
make my gay pussy cake. Marriage cake.
Make my gay cake.
My gay cake.
And you won't die. Right. No, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
My gate.
It doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense. The arguments. You remember, you know, when they legalized, they made sure that it was legal to go get an abortion. How the government was putting people in jail for not doing abortions that were Christians. Remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, that's why. You don't remember that. Because it doesn't fucking happen. It doesn't happen. You know what happens when you won't make a cake for gay people? You're publicly shamed. And that's what should happen. You should be publicly shamed. Your company should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. And people should stop shopping at your shitty fucking shop. That's what should happen. Sorry, I like
agreed.
To cuss.
That's well said.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I think that's the worst that's going to happen.
And there are some Christians who are complaining about that. What was that?
I had a lady not make a cake with a rainbow on it because it was for my gay friend.
That really happened?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, she just pretended.
Here in L.A.?
No, it was in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay,
but she pretended she didn't know what colors made the rainbow up. She's like, she kept making like a pastel one. And then the second one she made with like orange and black in it. I'm like, it's not fucking Halloween, lady.
Wow.
It was because we had him in a picture of him with a tiara on it.
Wow.
And I was like, happy, you know, queen or something.
I don't know how to do rainbow.
Yeah, she's like, I don't, what do you mean? We're like, you don't know what a rainbow is?
What colors are in it?
We had to tell her, and she still did it like pastel.
Wow. But did she finally make it?
She made the cake, but she was, yeah. I know that's why. I mean, yeah, she was just either real dumb or...
Now I just want to go around the country and have cakes made with vile stuff on them. You know what I mean? Not just gay stuff, just to get them to... I don't think it's that big of a problem for someone to say, I won't make something at all, period.
Right.
I really don't have a problem with that.
I would have preferred she said, I don't feel comfortable making that. Than just, like,
there's
make
plenty
it all
of
stupid.
People that would like to take
exactly.
the money to make
exactly.
a cake they would enjoy making.
And she didn't ruin his birthday.
Yeah.
We still had a great time.
And here's the thing.
Here's the
he didn't stop being
right?
gay.
He was like, she wouldn't make a rainbow? I have to stop eating dick.
So fucking great. The bottom line is, if you can't get a cake made anywhere for your gay wedding, then the government will get involved. Like Selma. No black people were allowed to go and sit at the counters. And that was everywhere. It wasn't like they could go to another location and find a place to sit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when it's a systemic problem, when everybody in a particular community is oppressing people in that way, then the government needs to get involved. Until then, Facebook. Well, Facebook, fuck you.
Well, you know, everyone's saying, all the Christians that are against this are saying that it's, you know, against the biblical definition of marriage.
Yeah.
And, well, they must not read their Bible.
Yeah,
because,
no.
Because right here I have a list of how marriage is defined in the Bible, a list of types. And biblical marriage is a man arranging to buy a girl from her father mm-hmm. for an agreed upon purchase price. That's mm-hmm. in Genesis.
Biblical marriage is a raiding party lying in wait to capture more women as wives. Mm-hmm. Judges. 21:20.
Biblical marriage is one man taking multiple, even hundreds of wives and concubines.
Now, what's wrong with that? I don't see what's wrong with
Abraham.
That. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing.
Okay.
Biblical marriage is a woman as property whose own happiness is inconsequential, but whose property status is absolute. David and Michael? Mecca? No.
Yeah, it's also against biblical law, the same biblical law that they're citing when they say gay people aren't allowed to get married, biblically. It's against the law, biblically, to mix, I know it's tough to say, to mix different types of threads in clothing. Clothes have to be made from one specific type of thread. You can't mix them. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Anyway,
yeah,
I'm sure someone on the wall.
I understand
knows.
Not eating pigs. I get that because they're filthy animals, and
they're delicious.
They taste great.
Praise bacon.
Favorite animal.
Don't they all say you gotta just, you know, throw out the whole Old Testament anyways? It's kind of irrelevant since Jesus came along and all that.
Well,
bull crap.
They do when you argue about the threads and the bacon and stuff like that. But for some reason they hang on to this one little thing about gays. I guess I don't know.
You know what the worst thing about all of this gay marriage stuff for me is, in particular? I just don't like rainbows. I don't like them.
You don't like rainbows?
I like my favorite.
Yeah. So really? You've been not enjoying Facebook for the last...
Well, I haven't been one of the rainbow-wearing icons.
You don't like real rainbows, or you don't like the idea
of rainbows?
Oh, I love
real rainbows, but I don't like... I wouldn't wear a rainbow thing, you know, I don't draw... I never drew rainbows as a kid. Rainbows are...
Heather's kind of angry.
I still do
that. I drew everything in black.
I totally agree with you on the rainbow point.
I just am not a rainbow fan. But
well, we got the rainbow side over here.
You rainbows. Rainbows
down over here.
We'll be in the... anti... I'm not anti-gay, just anti-rainbow.
Is that why you didn't rainbow your picture to show solidarity?
Do you know that the rainbowing the picture was like a big survey that they were taking?
First of all, Facebook claims that's not even remotely true.
Well, that's horseshit. I don't believe anything Facebook says.
There's nothing new and or different about that idea. That's what Facebook does. That's what Google Plus does. That's what all of the social media does. Right. It's about targeting so that they can advertise to us.
Right.
If you have a problem with that, I don't mean you, I mean anybody.
Yeah.
If someone has a problem with that, get the fuck off them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be on them. That's why they exist. Yep. So that's not a big old headline. Mm-hmm. That's to me, in my mind, that's like, Captain Obvious. That's what they fucking do. So, but it was told like this story, like, you may have been duped if you put it in the thing.
ConservativePost.com.
It was conservative. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, in fact, one of the first sentences in the story was, how long will it be for him to take it down? So it was written from an angle of trying to scare people away from the idea of showing the solidarity. That's really what I figured. Because it was Conservative Post, because one of the first sentences was, you know, get your picture off there like that. I did go with the rainbow. I don't usually do that.
Yeah,
kind
but who
of
was
stuff.
The picture of that guy? It wasn't even you.
No. That's right. I went and got a picture of Antonin Scalia, and I rainbowed him.
Okay. That's cool.
I thought that made sense.
I'm okay with that.
Right?
I'm okay with that.
So I thought I was being unique, and then everybody in my thread was like, yeah, I saw this guy, too, and this guy in Santorum. I'm like, fuck, I thought of this. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. God damn it. Happens a lot in comedy.
So what's
doesn't
it?
Nothing's ever been done once.
Yeah? Yeah.
I think you wrote something.
So now Facebook knows I'm a hack. Great, thanks. Thanks, Facebook. So, yeah, I love the apoplectic processes that we're watching these assholes go through. It's also supposedly about free speech. In other words, there are people who believe, and you can thank, not mostly, but largely, you can thank Fox News for this. There are people who think that this is an attack on their free speech. And I don't understand how they can even logically say or think that when they're spewing this speech as they say they're freely speaking. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any. There's no logic
in
their
argument. I haven't even heard that argument.
Well, the argument is that they now. A guy that I had a big old back and forth with on Twitter was the one that said, "What happens when they come arrest my pastor for not marrying gay people?"
So they're like five steps and this and this and this.
Well, it's a continuation of the conservative mantra, which is fear mongering. Marriage to fucking dogs. Let me say this. I don't even have a problem with making dog marriage legal. I mean, I just don't. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but what if the dog does?
Chicken. No, all dogs are into fucking. Oh. But chickens. The chicken ain't in for it, right? So you can't marry a chicken because obviously you got to hold him still to fuck him. But you can. We don't have to go down this road, do we?
No, we don't.
Well, I will tell you this, though.
The physics of that are confusing me right now.
You mean making you hard. Plural marriage should be legal in my opinion.
You're not supposed to be able to see that.
What's that?
What?
This is a glass top table, my friend. So, to me, this is a matter of freedoms. And of course, bestiality should remain illegal. I have no problem with the fact that bestiality is illegal and should remain illegal. But plural marriage absolutely should not be illegal.
So you should be able to marry your dog, but just not fuck him.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And there are people who do that, by the way.
You see a light bulb? And yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that's yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Sorry, all the blood was rushing back to my head.
Oh, my God.
No. So I don't have any problem with the whole slippery slope argument. The answer is no, it isn't, and yes, it is. In other words, we are fighting for freedom here. And the homosexual community have been granted the same freedoms that heterosexuals have had all along now, and people who are in plural relationships should absolutely be granted these same freedoms. So should transsexuals. The list goes on. We have a lot more people to free in our society.
Yeah,
and so to a degree, you're right. What if we legalize gay marriage? What's next? Well, I'm going to tell you what's next: trans,
plural,
and plural marriage.
Yes,
that's what's fucking next. Everything that's wrong is next. And here's another problem with that argument, by the way. If you're going to go slippery slope argument, then what you really should be arguing is we shouldn't have fucking marriage at all.
And some of them are saying that. There's some like, I just want to get rid of marriage then because I don't want to have the gays, you know, have to give gays marriage. So I don't want marriage either. I just
fuck
the whole thing.
Same guys that want to get rid of the Supreme Court because it didn't go their way.
Yeah. Or change the Constitution.
Retards, yeah.
I kind of agree on that one a little bit. I don't know why the government has to be involved in our bedrooms. Don't really get it, but I am married, so I guess I'm a little
hypocritical property, on that. Because
you're property,
that's why.
That's why the government's involved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I guess it was Paul Provenza, I think, who said there is no other contract that is gender specific at all, period. That's pretty profound when you stop and think about it. There's no other contract that we enter into that is gender-specific other than marriage, which is not true anymore. And that's a great thing. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in macrocephalus. Look it up. ROAD.com/Emery and buy the damn thing.
You make up the weirdest shit. If Trump is elected, what will we call the presidential plane?
What?
Hair Force One. Thanks. I'll be here all hour.
Joe Swam sent us a joke. Do you want to hear Joe's joke?
Yeah, let's hear Joe's joke.
All the hate directed to Donald Trump recently goes to show America isn't quite ready to end the war on rugs.
Oh. Okay, you know what sucks?
I love his hair.
Here's a problem with that joke. It's not a rug. That's his real hair. He's doing a huge comb over thing, and that's my problem with humor.
It's a perfect wave.
Yeah. Do you find that to be the case with humor? Sometimes it's based on fallacy. I mean, and that's a thing as a comic writer that really drives me nuts. This whole you need to have some sort of fallacial argument within a joke for it to be really good, generally speaking, and it drives me fucking nuts.
So the joke's funny, right?
Yeah.
And shut up.
Oh, okay.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come. And now, back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Kristen Rand. Leah, god damn it.
I told you.
Kayajanian.
You there you go. You got
it's
it.
Really easy.
Just don't second guess yourself.
Kayajanian.
You know it. You got
everyone
it.
Everyone second guesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Being introduced has got to be hell for you when you do comedy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And and Steve and Tally Cass of Monster on Sunday. I nailed that.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah, you guys have a great name.
Thanks.
Cool. So thanks for being here, everybody. Let's see.
You guys have a band.
We sure do.
Yeah.
I know you want to talk about it, so do it.
Yeah, well,
well, now wait. It's not just any band.
It's not just any band. That's correct.
Yeah. Does all your music lovingly take down religion?
Absolutely.
Lovingly, yeah. I don't like it.
Well, why don't you tell them about that, Telly?
You're kidding.
Yes, we do. I do sing pretty much about that topic on every single song. We're very outspoken atheists, hard rock. And that one particular song is definitely probably... It's called Just Like You, and it's definitely one of our most sort of in-your-faces. We just want to come out with an explicitly atheist song for our first one so people know exactly what we're all about.
So is this out yet? Is this all released? And
the single is, yes, but our album will be coming out on August 7th, and we're playing a huge show. With Shelley Siegel, a supporting act.
Yes.
And Steve Hill, the atheist comedian, is going to be opening the show. It's just going to be absolutely badass. Please get tickets if you can, guys. It's going to be at the Ramona Main Stage, which is North County, San Diego. It's a huge concert venue. It's going to be an incredible event. We're trying to kind of make history. It's sort of monumental. We're trying to go outside of the atheist community and get a venue that's in the regular world. It was really hard to do, actually.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're feeling a little bit of resistance, too, a little bit, even though we've booked the show. It's like there's just some things. So we want to make this event a success so that we can see larger, bigger, regular, mainstream world events happening out there for atheist artists of all sorts. So we're really excited.
So this is San Diego.
Yep.
And the date is?
August 7th.
August 7th in San Diego. If you're in San Diego, near San Diego, Monster on Sunday, go check out the show.
And it's funny because you could just not label yourself as an atheist band and get the gig and just sing the songs that happen to be atheist-related, right?
Well, but all of our songs are atheist-related. Every one of our songs is atheist-related, but they're on different topics. So, like, we have one that's Stardust, and that deals with science and how we all came from stars and supernovas, but in a much more poetic and beautiful way that Tally wrote. And also, she has other songs that are about her personal experience growing up, like... Yep.
The awful dreaded childhood indoctrination gone wrong.
Yeah.
That one's called Pain.
Appropriate.
And we also have a wonderful tune that's about humanism, peace, love, granola, all of that. And it's called Christian Terrorist.
We have another one that's called Shunned. And it's really about how she feels about her family situation.
I'm the only atheist in a very religious family my whole life. And so... several of these songs are, you know,
based
the heartbreak you go through. So we talk about the whole range of experience that atheists tend to feel, and we find a lot of people relate to our messages.
So you guys are pretty much the anti-Mumford & Sons.
Should we know who they are?
Man, that's hilarious. Have you heard of them?
Before our time
I have heard of them. Banjos and stuff. I didn't know they were religious.
I didn't know they were religious until I really started listening to their lyrics, and then I'm just like, wow, I love this shitty music. Because it is shitty music. It's shitty Christian music.
Okay. That's just blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
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 Well, I thought it was shitty music before, and now it's a whole new level of disrespect for Mumford & Sons that I've just reached.
Awesome.
Yeah, check out Mumford & Sons if you want to shit in your hand. So we'll play this song just like you at the end of the show.
Cool.
It'll take us out. And thanks for making music for atheists.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Can I mention where they can get their tickets and pre-order a CD?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
At our website, it's monsteronsunday.com. And we have a special deal for you guys. If you type into the coupon code FUCKGOD, you'll get 5% off your order. For a limited time, of course.
I was joking earlier. Did you?
No, we were fucking serious about that.
Was that already in place?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can do that right now.
So right now, it's working.
Before the show started, I was suggesting that they do that. It turns out they were already doing that. That's really funny. Fuck God. And how are you spelling fuck?
Is it all caps?
It's not case sensitive. You can spell fuck any way you like. Just make sure to put the space in between fuck and God.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
On our wall for Art and Atheist, there's only like one or two censored words, and God is censored. So if anybody writes the word God in the chat, it comes up as little asterisks.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Cameron Winters coded our website, and he thought that would be hilarious. So at the first couple of weeks we had the site up, people were just trying to figure out ways to trick the automatic system so they could actually write the word God on our wall. Thanks, Cameron, you cunt. So go see the show. I'm very excited. Are you LA-based? Where are you at?
We're based out of San Diego.
Okay, cool.
So this is going to be in North County. San Diego is where the show is at.
Cool.
Cool.
But we're really hoping to get a lot of support from the whole Southern California community here at this show.
Yeah.
And so the song is out now. People can download it. Awesome.
I know it's out. It's right here. See? I got it right here. We'll play it later.
Teaser.
Teaser.
I was into it.
Yeah, you've got two great people on your show, too. Shelly and Steve. They've been on the show.
I just got a text from Shelly when we were sitting down to do the show.
Yeah, we can't wait.
I'm going to be
super stoked.
I'm going to be directing and editing a music video for Shelly.
Right.
Yes. When's it our turn?
Yeah.
Come on
we'll
over.
Talk. We'll
come
talk.
On. Come on.
We'll talk.
You know, people on the wall now are trying to write God. One guy types it G number zero.
That's what I was thinking in my head, but I didn't want to say it out loud.
There you go.
Yeah. And
there
someone typed it number nine.
90D.
90D. And now there's oh, God.
Why'd
the
you,
love of
why'd
asterisks.
You say that?
Because they like doing stuff.
All right.
G-A-W-D. Yeah.
Gawd.
So back to the news.
Someone typed Yahweh. Really?
Nice. If Cameron were paying attention, he would go block all of this shit,
He would
too.
Not. He'd kick everybody out.
Fortunately, he's checked out. He doesn't give a shit anymore.
No.
So apparently there's a guy. Here, I'll just play this. Let's check it out.
Stephanie, a new sign, but with a similar idea. The owner telling me it's his way of showing freedom of speech and religion. This has been happening all day.
IMAX Hardware.
A range of calls, everything from...
A lot of people have called me and congratulated me.
To...
People were calling and threatening me. Told me I would regret this. No, I'll never regret it.
What Jeff Amick says he won't regret? This sign.
Says no gays allowed. No gays allowed.
To let,
right there in his window.
The homosexual people know that there are Christian people that are willing to take a stand.
Today, it's...
Yeah, we know that, you fucking goober. It's all over Fox News. Nobody is confused about the fact that there are jagoffs like you around.
And you have a whole television channel dedicated to you.
Yeah.
Taking a stand.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Kind of but I must say, I mean, the libertarian side of me says, so what? Good for you. Fucking put your stupid, ignorant, jag-off sign up in the window. I got mine up. No idiots allowed right there, right behind me. There are no idiots allowed on this show. Oh shit, he was just on, wasn't he?
He was. Screwed now, huh?
I think people should show up at this guy's place and they should just go into his store wearing
rainbows.
I was going to say assless chaps, but all chaps are assless, to be clear. And just humping on each other and shopping. Just you know, walking around, two guys.
I like
guys.
That he's decided to take such a monumental stand with a horrible Sharpie.
I know, right? The Sharpie
like,
tape sign.
You have a hardware store. Yeah. Build something.
Goes away.
Commit to your hate,
the first
sir.
Time
I'm pretty sure that's the best he could do. Well,
he
someone
was
else
barely
to
able to spell
him.
Aloud. Yeah.
He did change the sign after one day so that it reads, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone who would violate our rights of freedom of speech and freedom of religion."
So that doesn't
see,
mean
he
the
thinks
same thing, though.
He believes that he has the right. He believes it's his right. And, of course, it's his God-given right. But he thinks he has a constitutional right to prevent gay people from being married. And since now that's not happening, his speech has been impinged upon.
An idiot. I mean,
I'm confused.
He's just a complete idiot.
Yeah.
But doesn't he have the right to not serve someone in his store?
Yes.
Like, his
yes,
rights
yes, yes,
are
yes, yes.
No shirts, no shoes, no service.
No shirts, no shoes, no butt-fucking, no service.
What right. were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I don't even know. I'm just saying what his freedom of speech is in no way being violated. Like, he just doesn't agree. I don't understand the argument.
His argument
well, he
here
doesn't
is
understand the argument.
No
he
rights
just heard
are being taken away
that.
From him.
And then he was like, freedom of speech, that's
font.
What I'm going to use. And he yeah. doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, one of the things that I think might be going on, I mean, this guy seems particularly dull, so maybe he's not forethinking, but it seems to me that a lot of the Christian people are going to be doing things like this in order to try to gild the government into restricting their freedom of speech. It seems like they need to make this prophecy come to pass, if you will. And I doubt he's of that mindset, though.
So, my tits on the wall.
What? His name is My Tits?
Says substitute color or gender and then sue his ass.
Okay. Well, I don't think we should. I just disagree with My Tits. My tits are talking out my ass.
So you think he should be able to refuse people
yes,
of color?
Yes, I think he absolutely should. He absolutely should. It only becomes a problem when you can't go down the street to the other guy
right.
who is
there's
running
no
the shop.
Hardware stores.
When there's no hardware yeah. store to go in and buy the things to build the automatic dildo that you want to make, then we have a problem. But he can go to the other place. Any gay person can go to the other hardware store.
And so should, if that's how he really feels.
Should. I nobody mean, should be in this store. People who need
nobody
any
should
hardware
buy anything from
should
that
not,
man
yeah,
ever,
you
just
should,
to be clear.
The only people in there should be assholes who agree with him. That's what I think. That's exactly what I think. I don't think the government should be trying to restrict people's speech. That's what he's saying they're going to do. So I'm sorry, My Tits, you're wrong. Shut your nipple hole. Sorry. Did he name himself My Tits so I would do that? Because that was awesome.
That's I have
horrifying.
No idea. He probably, well, because I'm going to read the names next week, so I have to say My Tits wrong.
A lot of, yeah, let's make sure the listeners and the guests understand. On our wall, you can pick your name, whatever you want. And at the third break, instead of doing ads, we just read off everybody who was there to see the show.
Oh, the last, cool. the four
so months, they so they make up these names so that we'll say them because
you,
our audience.
Me, so I'll say
so
them.
So she'll say them.
So I'll say them.
Which proves that our audience is puerile 17-year-old boys. They said My Tits. I made them say My Tits.
That's true.
It still makes me laugh every time.
It is funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
I don't
fun.
Mind. I don't mind.
We love it actually.
It just became a thing. I don't know how it just
yeah,
became a thing.
Yeah, it evolved.
Yeah.
Because evolution is real. I want to talk about Donald Trump. Can we talk about Donald Trump?
After the break.
All right, let's do a break. Yeah, you're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available to the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Good news indeed. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. Yeah, it's fucking cheap, right? We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Can or Want To button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. So Be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. And please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. Why would Trump be perfect as the next president of the United States?
Why?
Because he's used to pushing a black family out of their home.
Ew.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll come.
And now, back to Art and Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Kristen Rad, Leah Kajanian. Kajanian.
Kajanian.
Kajanian.
Also Rand.
Kajanian. Did I say Rond?
Yeah. He said Rad.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say Rad, did I?
I am Rad.
She is Rad, though.
All right, hold on. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Kristen Rand, Leah Kajanian, Steve and Tally Cass of Monster on Sunday. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Hi.
I am not even editing.
You're not going to edit that.
Nope.
No, you have to leave it in.
I'm leaving it in.
Heather does the editing on the show. So
I do a lot of things for the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. So, we during the break, we just kept talking about the retard with the store. That guy is just unbelievable. How does he know guests? Who are the guests behind us? Who's here today, you guys?
This is Tracy and Lee.
Tracy and Lee are back here. And Tracy was like, how the hell can he tell if you're gay going into the store? Which is a completely reasonable question. Of course,
he's wearing his gay hat.
Yeah.
They have to make out with him.
Yeah. The fact is, the guy what he's really doing is he's trying to exercise his freedom of speech because he's convinced that he's lost that. And I don't know why somebody in everybody's family, everybody has family members like that guy and family members like us in the same group. You know what I mean?
Tally.
I don't know.
Yeah, family members like that guy.
Do you have any family members like that guy?
I don't think they're so outspoken about it like that, but a little bit hush hush. I think they may have some prejudices like that, definitely.
We all have prejudice, period. That's a fact. There's just no getting around it. But I don't know why somebody doesn't set that guy down and go, let's go logically through what you're doing here, because there's no logic.
He can't follow.
Happens in his world.
Yeah.
I can imagine what that conversation would be like.
Yeah.
I mean,
how long would it take to just explain simple concepts to that man?
I don't think explaining the concepts. They just all need to, you know, die off. Like, hopefully he doesn't have kids. Yeah. And then eventually shit will work out.
It's guys like that that are having just oodles of kids. Just nothing but buttloads of kids,
ironically.
It's kind
of sad to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The atheists are smart. They're fucking, they're not wasting their
they're
life.
They're getting abortions, you know? Come on.
Plenty of them.
We're going to have a kid, by the way.
Oh! You just broke the news?
What?
It's on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Well,
well like, personal one.
Aww.
No, it's on our band Facebook page.
Sweet.
It is. I didn't realize we put it there.
Yeah, we did. Yay. We put it on our band Facebook page.
Well, there, it's out.
So now you have a soldier in the fight.
That's right.
I just thought I'd ruin the moment for you.
That was nice.
By the way, our album that we happened to, this was all a surprise, and our album we happened to be in the just having finished created is called Baby Eater.
Nice.
Nice. Ironic.
Perfect.
The timing's perfect.
Yeah, we had no idea that she was going to get pregnant, or we were going to get pregnant, however you say that, when we came up with the title Baby Eater for the album.
Yeah.
So it's wonderfully ironic that
it would have been just as appropriate
year.
If you'd have gone, we're going to have a dinner.
Cooking a bun in the oven.
Well, the great thing is every week you get a new update on where your child's at in this development, and they always compare it to food.
Mm-hmm. They do
really?
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, every week. At first it was a grape. Now it's like a pepper size. It just
it's a you've got a little pepper.
Wow. So it's always food.
Is it spicy?
Yeah,
do you go to an atheist doctor?
No.
That's awesome.
This I is what they're that. Sending everybody. It's got like little links to woo stuff, too.
It's in the book. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
It's
well, congratulations. I don't
Thank
know.
You.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah. Way to have sex and, you
yeah,
know,
yes.
reproduce.
Yeah, way to
reproduce.
Fuck. Well done, you guys. I'd high five you. But, all right, I don't want to get pregnant. All right, let's check out this moron.
Oh, here it is.
Bunch of people sitting
bravery,
down.
Bravery, it's so
black
much
and white.
Oh, my it's God. A lot of bravery.
Does anybody else find how ironic it is that it's black and white? I love that. I love that, because that's exactly
I am a little bit nervous about people kind of hearing that I am this way and then thinking, she's not welcome here.
I would say I am different. We're all different.
Most people probably think I'm already weird anyway, so I mean, I don't think society's impression of me is going to change drastically based on one or two discoveries that come to light after this video.
That you're a bigot?
Pretty scary, you know?
Yeah.
You wonder, how many people can I really, truly, honestly be open with?
Who can I be a bigot around?
Who can I hate?
Who can I be my hateful
It's too important to me.
Around.
I actually think marriage is between a man and a woman.
I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I already have an idea of what marriage should be. That will never change.
At the end of the day,
That's
I think we don't need
I
to...
Like that they included a lot
fully be ashamed of how we really feel about things, so just be you.
No one should be looked down upon. No one
for
should
hating.
Be looked down upon.
Don't look down upon me because I look
I
down upon
people
other
gay.
People.
I have friends who are gay. I don't fear them, you know? They're wonderful people. I love them. What I do feel
Some of my best
insecure
friends
about is speaking from the heart and being really open and honest about what I believe.
I mean, I love my friends. Several of them happen to be gay. How would it not be the case that
Maybe.
The ever-loving creator who gave us everything we have...
And it's going to burn your friends in an everlasting hell.
You know, where
yeah,
can you
cool with that.
Say, no, I'm not going to be a part of this, but still respect someone.
Bigoted is a huge word that gets thrown around. It's just not true.
You cannot have society...
I've never read the definition
I just say, no. I am not that.
Happen to know what marriage is, and I don't see how it could change.
I can tell you how.
Break down all
Apparently
these
he doesn't know what marriage is.
Is to just get to know people one-on-one. You're not alone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love this.
It's like
up.
A spoof. It's like a comedy sketch.
Speak truth with love.
Bullshit. Oh my
you.
God.
Fuck you and
I
your fucking
like...
neck. Ironically, we're proving them right now. We're really
well,
being tolerant
thing
of
I've
their
ever
intolerance.
Seen.
It's awful. It's awful. I hope we find out they're all hired actors and no one really exists like that.
They're scared that people are going to treat them badly or hate them because they hate the idea of other people getting married.
I mean, if you act like a bigot, you shouldn't have all right, that
I got
many
it.
Friends.
I got it. Here's what we do. We make exactly the same thing. We get our friends together, and we all sit in front of a white screen, all black and white it, and we all play the same music, and we all just say that we're afraid that we won't be understood if we speak out about the fact that we have friends who are bigots.
Well, I mean, imagine that they had to say they were gay whenever that was. That's just what they're using the exact.
Oh yeah, no, they're trying
they're
to make
comparing,
the.
Comparing, yeah.
They're like it's the same thing as being yeah.
No one is in the closet about being against gays.
Right.
It's not a thing. It's not a real thing. That's a completely manufactured idea. What, Heather?
Under the YouTube video, the very first comment, the top comment is, "This is the best skit SNL has done in a long time."
Right.
God damn it. It just makes no sense, you idiots.
Oh,
you fucking morons.
Oh, man.
You cannot believe. You know, this has always been about freedom. That's what this has always been about. Nothing more, nothing less. Every argument that you hear, being gay is natural or it's not a choice. Those are all fucking bullshit arguments. It doesn't fucking matter. We live in a country that is supposed to be free. We live in a place where if you want to marry someone of the same sex, we're supposed to be the freest country in the fucking world. We're not really. No. I mean, you can fuck a goat in some countries. So I did it again. I took it back to that. Why did I do that?
No.
But I can't understand why anybody can logically or in their heads do the mathematics that these people are doing, or that
and
guy.
And then cry about it.
That's
jerks.
They got to be actors. Please tell me they're actors.
Well, they're actors.
I agree. It's far too ridiculous to be real.
Yeah?
If it is real.
You think it's Poe?
Ugh.
I think it's fake.
That's fake. There's no way that's fake.
You've been processing it too, right?
Sure that's fake. There's no way that's not.
She's in denial right now.
Yeah, right.
I think you're in denial.
Yeah. I think it's
there's
real.
People
I think
like
it's
that.
Real.
I
yes,
think that it makes. Real. I think that people that believe that made that, but I don't think those people.
You see,
just to be clear.
Well, I don't
okay.
know if
really
I don't know if those
that.
People. Okay. Yeah, but this is a common thing that Christians take the victim defense.
Right.
We're the victims here of.
But I don't think whoever made that commercial believes that they just want to use that argument to get other people to be on their side and see themselves as victims. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what does it matter? They made the video.
Right.
There's people that think like that.
Right, but it's like in a political campaign where someone's running for office and they
say,
well,
there was like a website at the end and like, what is that? It's like a Catholic something something.
Mm-hmm. I don't know because
I mean, whatever that link was too.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I wonder if it's like for
because my Firefox crashed. I had to restart.
Oh, sorry.
That video crashed.
Well, then we should take a break.
My Firefox.
All right, let's take a break since your Firefox broke. All right, you ready for a break? Are we
yes.
going to do a break? All right, you're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available to the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission.
The Amazing Meeting is an annual gathering of critical thinkers that is an unparalleled opportunity to enjoy some of the brightest minds on issues important to skeptical advocates. It's also a great place to make like-minded friends, and you'll leave with the tools to help spread an educational message to your own community about unfounded and possibly dangerous beliefs. There will be many amazing speakers, see what I did there? Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Including
nice.
Ray Hyman, Todd Robbins, Jamie Ian Swiss, George Robb, and more. TAM will be held from July 16th through the 19th, at the newly renovated Tropicana in Las Vegas, Nevada. To get your conference tickets, just go to www.amazingmeeting.com. Emery and I will be there. Will you?
I will. You just said I will.
We'll be there.
And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners.
Here we go.
Sentient Radish.
Yes.
Jonathan Parker.
Oh,
Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Kentucky Atheist. Six Ball. At Teddy Bearisms. Perry Dillial, yeah, la, la, la. Bob, Kyle Delaney, Greg White, Just Steve, Chris O, Travis B, Miles, Muttits, Rose 3673, Deepox Schmegma, Don't Tase Me, Bro, Miss Brunetta, Bounty Bottom, Lucifer, Zingaman, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
What kind of name is Joe Swam? And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Kristen Rand, Leah Kayajanian, Stephen Tallycast, of Monster on Sunday. Yep. Thanks for being here, everybody. God damn it. Why can't I do names? I feel like such a moron. All right, the mic's
up. She fits.
Yeah, I know. All right. What's the matter? What happened?
Oh, okay.
There, oh. Oh, yes. No idiots allowed. Get out.
I got to get out? God damn. Who's going to screw up the show?
Not me.
All right. So we've been talking a lot about stupid people. I want to move forward with this and talk about Trump, that guy. God damn. Is he really running for president, you guys?
I hope. Someone tweeted the other day, let's all vote for him because government's all fake anyway. And I thought it was really funny. He's hilarious. I think his speeches are hilarious. He's a great joke. He's a great comedic relief, I think.
Yeah.
And you gotta love the hair.
I love the hair. I read somewhere that he bought, he paid every single one of those people at that, at his
I don't
first.
Know about every single one, but he had hired people at his announcement, mm-hmm. Which is why when you look at the audience, you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
They're just Craigslisters.
Right.
That's all
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. He
it's
paid
really
them
all.
And then,
yeah.
like, he's bought a lot of his
I don't know that he got them on Craigslist,
Facebook
but he hired them.
Followers as well, because they're yeah. all from, like, East Asia. Like, they're not even real people, like a lot of his fans.
Yeah. Hillary, too.
Politics, man.
Hillary has the same thing going on Facebook. Or, no, rather, Twitter. So I didn't think he was real. I thought he was just using this opportunity mm-hmm. to get attention for Celebrity Apprentice.
Getting a lot of attention.
Well, and now he's fired.
He's losing a lot of jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, he's losing everything.
He lost Apprentice. He lost Macy's today.
Yeah.
Univision.
Yeah, he's suing Univision for $500 million. I think that's just pesos, though. so that's 30 bucks. But he's suing Univision, apparently, at this point. And Univision. Sorry, everybody. And the what is it, the pageant that he owns?
Oh, yeah.
Part
yeah.
of?
Miss USA, yeah. Miss Universe, Miss
America? Miss USA?
Miss yeah, Universe.
It's Miss Universe.
Miss Lady. USA, I
there's
think.
A couple of
it
them.
Can't be Miss Universe as long as there's only humans in it, right?
Well, we, you know, it's we're all the only we have people in the universe
right now to be.
The showbiz is hype.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah, and Mexico is, that's what happened. Mexico pulled their entrance from Miss Universe. And he's an idiot to me. I just don't think he's
a clown.
I don't think he's a nice guy or a good guy. I don't think he's
horrible. But we've known he's a monster for a very long time. Like, none of this is news. I think, well, I guess it is news how willing he is to be outspoken about being a racist. Yeah. Like, it's very blatant, which I hadn't. But I feel like he's been a joke for so long.
Well, you know, I watched Celebrity Apprentice because a friend was on it. And I talked to my friend about Trump, mm-hmm. and I started to develop the opinion that Trump might not be this awful human being. I really did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know, right?
What's editing like? Can do anything.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, when you talk to a friend who's actually experienced time with someone, you start to get a better picture of who they are in real
like,
life.
Like, is it all acting? Is it fake?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. That's so funny. I'm going to tell him that. That's exactly right. You're suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. This guy I'm talking about, he actually argues that all pets are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. That's exactly why. Yeah.
That's what domestication is.
Right? I feel like a terrible person all of a sudden.
Yeah. I always open the door and let my dog decide if he wants to leave forever. Well,
if you love something, set it free. Well done. The science doesn't back the Stockholm Syndrome for animals at all. In fact, the science shows that animals domesticated themselves to us, not the other way around.
Oh, thank you, science. I feel better now.
Yeah. So the Stockholm argument is funny and silly, but it's not even remotely supportable by evidence. So I was starting to sway. I started to think, not such a horrible guy. I mean, right. I can have a difference of opinion. Like my friend, I have differences of opinion with him. I can have a difference of opinion and not hate you, you know?
Of course.
So that was it. But when I watched him speaking at this announcement, I just went, it was all over. Everything that I had heard from my friend washed away. It was over. So
yeah, he's a
kind you think of he was exciting just though because I think he'll be undone soon. I think he's undoing everything. Like
you mean politics
himself?
Like he'll be gone after a while.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's worth. I don't think he has the net worth he pretends to have. billions.
He doesn't.
I think he's a millionaire, to be uh-huh, sure, but uh-huh. I don't think he's a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
I think he's absolutely full of shit.
Well, he's out of touch with
that
reality.
That clip that you played was like, I sold an apartment for 15 million. Like, you just changed it.
You don't have to.
You upped it 5 million in 2 seconds.
Right. You don't have to do an impression of him. We've got him right here.
Please.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
I tell you.
Hey, I have lobbyists. I have to tell you. I have lobbyists that can produce anything for me. They're great. Hey, I'm not saying they're stupid. I like China. I sell apartment for 10. I just sold an apartment for 15 million to somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike them? I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I don't need anybody's money. I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists. I'm not using donors. I don't care. I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second. Saudi Arabia, without us, is gone. They're gone. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Slide that
in. I will build a great wall.
Okay, listen. Here's the bottom line on this. First of all, they're not sending their people.
Right?
You dumb fucking wispy-haired fuckhead. They're fleeing a shitball in order to get a different, better opportunity, a better life. That's why they're coming here. You fucking moronic jagoff.
He embodies YOLO to me as
YOLO.
Well. He is like you have to know the way he conducted that. Is that a press conference?
Yeah,
I don't know what that
is. That's
the
it.
Way he conducted it.
Yeah.
He's just like, who gives a fuck? You can tell.
Because why
has,
would he not be? Yeah.
Right. He has completely abandoned. I just think he's going for it, and I really like his commitment.
Yeah, I feel sorry for his kids. They're just as deluded as him.
I was just
going to
say,
yeah?
I bet
yeah.
they're monsters too.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not. Who knows? Melania. I was thinking about his wife the other day.
Oh God.
Like to pretend, like she has to pretend to fuck him, or like to actually fuck him, and like. Pretend she likes it?
I don't know.
Look, I mean, who knows? She's beautiful.
I mentioned it before. I can't watch him because he always has that little bit of white spittle in the corner of his mouth.
Yeah, that's
someone
so
fucking wipe that shit off.
Me watching it makes me wipe
I know.
My
I'm
mouth.
Cleaning my face off
constantly. Be.
You see somebody? Because I was licking my lips, too.
Oh, God.
You, Tally, were going to say something?
No.
Nope. Never mind.
She's like, back to the hair. Yeah, you would vote for if it was just his hair.
You're like, apparently, I need to change my hairstyle.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, here's hair a for president.
here's a fact. The fact is, he's in the Republican grouping. He's number two right now.
No.
Number two.
No.
Yeah.
I love that everyone's so horrible. This uh-huh. is great. Who's
it's
number
weird.
One?
Jeb Bush.
Yeah. Who's three?
I don't know.
Oh,
who was going to win this race?
But what about last time at this point? Who was number one? Wasn't it somebody equally as far-fetched?
Right. It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
remember.
We're pretty far out and everyone's throwing in their...
Yeah. My question is, if he gets out before he has to reveal his income, his finances, because that's part of what you have to do when you get into a race. If he gets out before then the whole thing was bullshit. That's my guess. That's my mathematics, my metrics.
Yeah.
If we get to see what his total net worth is, one of two things happens there. One, he's sued into oblivion for lying, and I think that's a possibility because he is nuts.
Uh-huh.
Or two, this is a serious fucking bid. He's not fucking around. He wants to become.
There's no way he'll get elected.
Yeah. Did that voluntarily. There was a big thing about Romney doing that last year, and he was like, oh, I'm not going to release.
So Ryan is saying he thinks it's voluntary.
I'm not sure.
Disclose how much he makes?
If yeah, I'm wrong,
I remember
Ryan and I will look this up after the show, and we'll try to remember to address it next week. He's suggesting that it might be voluntary, letting people know how much you earn. It might not be part of the rules. But I thought... You had to disclose your income and your net worth. I thought that was it.
Tax returns that they
show. Yeah, tax returns.
Like voluntary. I don't know.
Right. So I don't know. We'll look into that, and we'll have an answer next week. I'm horrified by what I'm seeing. Here's another angle I thought of. We know that he's given money to. Now, when he's called out on this, by the way, he claims that he gives money to everybody, and that's not true. Mm-hmm. But we know that he's been very supportive of the Clintons, including Mrs. Clinton.
Really?
Hillary. Hmm. So he's given money to Hillary Clinton. Yes. So he's running as a Republican, but he's given money to Hillary Clinton. Yes. Now, I know this sounds like I'm becoming a conspiracy theorist, but is it possible that he knows what he's doing and that he sat around with his buddies, his left-wing friends, uh-huh. and said, I'm going to get in there and fuck up the Republican ticket really bad.
And
I'm
get a publicity
make it a
stunt for himself,
yeah,
too.
No, it's all
make more bad press for yeah. the Republicans. Yeah. Oh, man.
What if I know that's conspiratorial
thinking.
Love
that would
be great if that were true. I would definitely.
Yeah. That's honest, even more YOLO.
Yeah, to be honest, I like him a little more if that's what he's doing, because that's almost performance art to a degree.
It is,
you know?
Absolutely.
Does the Republican Party really need the help, though?
You're fucking it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You know, that's one of the problems with this. That's one of the problems with our political system. what just happened?
I just thought about Bobby Jindal's announcement.
Oh, I know, with the kids? Everybody around the table? I know.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Why would
everyone's so terrible. It's great.
Well,
it's
here's
funny.
The thing. Here's the thing. What I wanted to say to Bobby Jindal is that wasn't live. You taped
You're
that.
Right. You could have done take two, kids. Act like you give a shit.
Yeah. Who does that? Who says, well, I'm going to be honest and show that my kids don't give a fuck about me? And it was awful. It was just awful.
Okay, sorry, back to
No, I'm with you on this. I'm totally with you. But what if Bobby Jindal got in to fuck up the ticket? I'm just kidding.
Everyone's doing it.
They're all doing it.
Yeah, that's why it's so funny.
But I was gonna yell at you just a minute, a little bit. One of the big problems we have in our political system is thinking that the Republicans or the other side, by the way, that both sides make this mistake, thinking that they're so fucked up that we don't have to act. We have to fucking act. Regardless of which side of the aisle you vote, you have to act, because the left just lost the House and Senate last election, and that theoretically, based on what you were saying, shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Totally understand.
Yeah. So yeah, it's weird if younger people voted, we wouldn't have the problems that we have from the left perspective. You wouldn't see that.
If they reformed voting enough to allow people to vote on their phones, it would change the fucking world. The young vote is so important, but everyone is too busy jacking themselves off on Twitter. If they could just have an option to, like, somehow, I mean, how can
like
they not do
down.
That?
Why do
like
we have to actually like, drive
just,
somewhere
yeah.
to vote?
It's like, what up? Do you want to vote today? And yeah, it just pops up.
Yeah, it just comes down like a notification.
What up? And then you just pick a picture.
It's a voting app.
Love it. I mean, I think that it...
I can't decide. Who's this hair?
I do agree. Like, the young vote... I was reading...
If that's how we did it, Clay Aiken would be president. I want you to know that. Just think about that. That's where we would be.
You guys are comedians. We have to wrap it up, the free hour. But I wanted to know where we can see you guys. Where we can see you guys.
You can see me in Chicago, July 10th through 12th.
You said that like you're working at a strip club.
Well, it's the only thing I have to plug, so I'm 100% behind it.
All right, good.
You could see me at Flappers on Thursday.
Nice!
Sweet.
That sounds like a strip club, too.
5:30.
We have a theme working. I did Flappers 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago? Last week.
Last week?
Yeah, last week. All right, let's wrap this free version up. That's it for the premium version of episode 171, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. I want to thank our guests, Kristen Rand, Leah Kayajanian.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all hour. And Steve and Tally Cass of Monster on Sunday. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Ryan Magnan. Tune in next week when our guests will be...
More Trump haters.
That's right, and we'll be talking about...
Anything but Trump.
That's right. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Trumpeteer Swam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Trump is Queer Winters.
Where can people find you online?
LeahKayajanian.com.
Easy.
KristenRand.com.
There you go.
MonsterOnSunday.com.
MonsterOnSunday.com. Check them all out. We're going to wrap up the show, by the way. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap up the show with their song. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. Were you going to add something, Leah?
No, I'm Chris, and I'll just say peace.
Oh, were you peacing to the camera?
Peacing out, yeah.
Peace out. All right.
Peace. Still screwing up names.
You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. Hey, that's the wrong one.
Your God is just like you.